Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
You've heard of the Cat Laughs in Kilkenny, and you may have heard of Kilkenomics, which merges comedy with economics. But now you may need to get your head around comedy and the legal profession, because this coming weekend will be the first Kilkenny Law Festival. The idea is to bring the law to a wider audience and perhaps dispel some of its reputation for stuffiness and being a bit aloof. One of the main organisers is Mark Tottenham, who also presents the podcast The Fifth Court and is with us. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Joe.
Tell us more about the Kilkenny Law Festival.
Well, as you said, Kilkenny is almost like a centre of festivals. And we had an idea a few years ago of putting together a law festival. It's finally coming to fruition. And the idea, as you said, is to make it we wouldn't admit it was stuffy, but to certainly make the subject matter of law a little bit more engaging for a lay audience, a little bit like David McWilliams did with Kilkenomics. Mm. And I think, you know, the law affects almost every part of people's lives, including obviously your listeners, people in business.
Mm. And the media.
and the media, exactly, yes. So, I mean, we have a session on defamation, which I think will be very interesting, yeah. Including Michael O'Doherty, who's written the book on internet law. So he's very much kind of aware of the old days of borders and defamation has rather disappeared. You know, suddenly, you know, somebody can defame somebody one side of the world and you can read about it the other side of the world.
Well, we know that last week a judge in the United States banned Elon Musk from taking a defamation case here in Ireland.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of trying to, he thinks he might have a better, because the defamation rules are really strict in this country compared to other countries.
Yeah, well, forum shopping is a big thing, obviously, in defamation.
And will you be talking about that?
Absolutely,
forum,
yes.
Forum shopping?
That's one of the live issues in defamation, yeah. So I'm sure it'll come up in the defamation session.
And another thing that we had you on the show for about a year or so ago was talking about SLAPs, strategic lawsuits trying to keep journalism at bay.
Yeah. Journalists and anybody who is likely to be investigating sort of high net worth individuals, they suddenly find legal letters and threats of lawsuits. Yeah,
which is awful for what journalists are trying to do.
I mean,
go ahead.
Well, the other thing that I think may be of interest to your listeners is our session on AI, blockchain and smart contracts, because I think anybody in business within a couple of years is suddenly going to find that a lot of the work they're doing on the legal side is being generated by our artificial intelligence. And we have Alistair Moore over from London, who's one of the really at the cutting edge of that kind of work.
That's really interesting, because only a week ago we were talking about the £2 legal letter, which basically a law firm in the UK has now got permission from the Solicitors Regulation Authority to send out AI-generated legal reminders, but, you know, with the provenance from a lawyer, for as low as £2. That could be really bad for your colleagues.
It could, but as I always find, anything that's generated by AI, if you haven't read it line by line, you could very well regret sending it out, because it's great for the first draft, but after that you need to be very careful that it hasn't said something you don't want it to say.
The reason I bring that up is because a lot of people don't get access to the law because of the cost of it. And if they thought that an AI could have the legal backing and cost a fraction, I think it could be quite popular.
It could, but we'll see at the festival. Colm O'Regan is hosting that particular session, so I hope the...
That could be funny.
Exactly, yeah. So I think that should... So that's the point of the festival, to make...
And is he going to mock you guys? He's probably going to mock you like crazy, isn't he?
Well, I suppose that's part of his job, but it's also, I think, the job of the comedian in these kind of festivals to be the everyman, to you know, when people start using the technical language or the jargon or the acronyms to bring it back down to earth and say, look, just... Make sure we understand.
And
what's
will you
going
be
on.
Brave enough to mock judges and some of their dodgy decisions?
We are interviewing two current judges will be speaking, and one former judge. So I'm sure none of them, I think, would be described as excessively pompous. But to the extent that they are, I'm sure there'll be an attempt to puncture the pomposity.
And will you be talking about the fact that they're arresting judges in the United States?
Well, I suppose that's a concern for everybody. I mean, the rule of law, you know, we used to rely on there being a proper independence of the judiciary and the legal profession, and watching what's happened in the US, which is following following what's happened in places like Pakistan and Turkey. You know, once the government starts interfering, then there is a concern.
Best of luck with it. That's Mark Tottenham from the Kilkenny Law Festival this weekend. Tickets available, I'm sure, still.
Absolutely. KilkennyLawFestival.com.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.